Sligo County Council has had their application in with the department since the 30th of November. And there was to be an announcement kind of at the end of first quarter, but I think with Brexit and one thing and another, people's minds were elsewhere. But we believe that decisions are being made at this time and that announcements will be made soon on the distribution of the €53 million euro fund that's available for new greenways.
And the section that you very much will be focusing on would be running along the disused railway between Coluny and Ballaghy.
It's a railway that's disused since 1973. We think that the time is right now for it to be developed as a local amenity and a tourist attraction, and particularly for the benefit of South Sligo, where the need is very great. So we're ever hopeful.
And something like this really has the potential to link the entire county. It's almost a gateway between linking North and South Sligo and other greenways.
Yeah, a big part of the new strategy, one of the main sort of cornerstones of it, is connectivity. So connecting with places like Sligo Town, connecting with the potential to develop the Sligo, Leitrim and Northern Counties Greenway, and eventually the potential for a greenway that would link Northern Ireland, like Inniskillen, with the Galway-Dublin Greenway. And that would be something that would take this network right through our region. We think, as I said previously, that the time is right. We'd just like to pay a tribute to Sligo County Council for having the courage to take and present this application to the department, because, you know, it shows that this started, I suppose, as a community idea, but now it's a generally well-held belief that this is a good idea.
When it comes to the projected financial return as opposed to the cost of setting something like this up, an initial investment of €10 million will be needed to get it up and running. But really, what it can deliver into the local economy every year has been estimated to be somewhere in the region of €2 million. So really, in no time, it'll pay for itself. And it's very much something that you'd like to, I suppose, hammer home to both local and European election candidates at this particular moment in time.
Yeah, there's very few capital investment projects that's suited to our region and for which funds are available for within our region that would pay a better return. There's the obvious benefits in terms of, you know, employment, in terms of making Sligo just a more attractive place for people to visit with things to do. There's the benefits to local communities, fantastic amenity. I mean, the N17 for cyclists and for children, it's a death trap. If you had something like this that would take, you know, for the benefit of local people, that would take them off these dangerous roads and get them onto a safe environment. Just takes so many boxes. We think it's just too good of an opportunity to miss.